It should not be hard to be sensitive. Imagine the days of explaining and defending your sensitivity are over. How would your life change? What would unfold for you? This is your time to rise. Welcome to the podcast for Sensitives Rising with your host, Nicole Eisler.
We're going deep this week. Big question, who are you? Seems like such an easy question, right? So simple, who are you? How would you define yourself? You know, what immediately pops in? Is it the names, the titles, your experience in your industry? Is it being a mom, being a sister, being a daughter? But really, who are you without all of your belongings, without all your money, without all the titles, without all your accomplishments, without everything? Who are you? That's what we're diving into this week, because it's super important that you get really clear about who you are and how you're showing up in the world. And we're going to talk about all the things that go into that and really how to define who you are and who you want to be. All right, I can't wait to get into this one. We'll be back. All right, and welcome back. This is Nicole Eisler. I am your host of Sensitive Rising Podcast, and this week we're talking about who are you? We're talking about self-concept, self-identity, defining who you are, and looking really into this topic, because being a sensitive, being told you're too sensitive, being told a lot of different things throughout your life, all of those things can add up and actually influence how you define yourself. And knowing really what the definition of you is looking at how you show up in the world, right? Are you living the life you want to be living? Is it beautiful? Is it vibrant? Do you feel present in your life? Or is it a struggle, a strain? Are you doing your best just to get by, just to get through? And, you know, it's also, we're talking about this topic because it really has to be where you begin. This is where you start. Defining who you are, you defining who you are, not living by the definition that's been given to you. And we'll talk about things that we are defined by, right, through our lives, and how that adds layers to your self-identity and your concept of yourself. Because let's just say that there is who you are right now in your current present moment. As this is who you are right now, right in this moment. And then there's who you're meant to be, right? People talk about be all you were meant to be, you know, live your life the way you're meant to live it, and all of these things, right? So, well, who decides who you're meant to be? We'll talk about that. Who are you becoming? Every moment you're becoming someone brand new. We're never the same person for more than one moment, right? Your awareness changes, your beliefs shift and change, experiences happen. So who are you becoming? And then who can you be? I'll answer that one for you. You can be anyone you want to be. That is the coolest part of this entire episode and helping you understand that, I mean, does it matter who you are right now? Well, I mean, yes and no, right? But really, it's about who do you want to be? Because you can be anybody you want to be, anybody. You can show up in your life brand new tomorrow, right? You can change it up. If it's not working for you, you always have the power and the ability to change it up. Now, some of it takes a little bit deeper work and a little bit more exploring, but you can do it, right? And this is why this episode is so important, because here are things that I hear all the time, and they come up in sessions and they come up in conversations, and I read it in posts over in Sensitives Rising. By the way, if you're not in our group, please join us, Sensitives Rising on Facebook. That's our online community. We have so much fun over there. But more than fun, we get real, right? It's about real life, your real life, you. You're a real person. You have a real life. And I want you to be living the life that you want, right? I want you to feel like yourself, like, ah, I really feel like myself. I love being me. Unfortunately, what I hear a lot of is, well, I'm really not good at this. Oh, I'm just so bad at that. Oh, you know, there I go again. I just self-sabotage all the time, right? I'm so gosh, I just, you know, I'm just so lazy. I had a client who said that. I said, oh, hold up, sister. Let's talk about that for a moment. Right? Because you would not just naturally talk about yourself in that way unless someone taught you to talk about yourself in that way. So even as I say some of those examples and thinking about your self-talk, because your self-talk defines you, that defines who you are. If your self-talk on the inside's telling you that you're not good at this, you're not good at that, you always screw this up, there you go again, you know, why did you say that? Why don't you say this? Why don't you ever show up? Like, I mean, you can't win, right? So how are you going to show up? You're going to show up as that beaten down, not good enough, stumbling, you know, just not believing in yourself. That's how you're going to show up. That's the energy you're going to bring into your life. And that's the energy you're going to create your outer world with. Because I want you to understand what's going on the inside, your inner world. That is what is creating everything in your outside world. How people treat you, the kind of relationships you have, the kind of friendships you have, the amount of money you earn, the way you earn it. You know, whether you really have to bust your ass and work so hard to earn every penny, or you're super mega successful and money just seems to show up in your life. And, you know, I think from all of the talk out there about manifesting and the universe has your back and here's how to make law of attraction work, and it's really gotten, I mean, and it's, this is, again, this is about how are you showing up in your life? What feels hard for you to create? What feels easy for you to create? Are problems easy for you to create? Does it feel like, I don't know, this shit just shows up in my life. I didn't ask for it, but there it is. Great. Woohoo. Right? Or is it, wow, I'm starting to see some progress here. Right? I'm seeing fewer problems and I'm seeing more opportunities. I'm, you know, because problems, yeah, they're part of life. They show up. But this is about you elevating yourself, elevating your beliefs about yourself, elevating so that you have a higher vibration, you're operating at a higher frequency where there is more ease and more flow and less stress and less chaos. And that really stems from what you think of yourself, right? It really stems from your inner world. Your outer world is just a reflection of your thoughts, your beliefs. That's it. Because your thoughts and your beliefs and all that, that's energy. It has to manifest physically. It manifests in your life in one way or another. In your body, meaning your health, right? Your energy, your relationships, your money, your business, your career, your relationships, your fill in the blank. Okay? So if you're walking around saying, I'm not good at this, or I'm so bad at that, or I've never been good at that, and man, when you say, I hear these statements, and yes, I've said them, but no, don't say them anymore. I catch myself, I go, what the hell are you saying? That is not accurate. That's not true, right? But you say it with such meaning. Oh, I've never been good at that. You got to reinforce it. You know, let me put myself under the, right? It's like, I know I'm not good at that. So let me lay you. You know, let me lay it to you straight. Like, this is what I've always been so bad at, because it's almost like you want to beat me to the punch because you think I'm going to say, you're not very good at that. But I never say that, right? Because, but there's someone in your life somewhere along the way who said something like that, made you believe that you're just not good at that. You never will be. You've always been that way. You'll always be that way. I call bullshit. Don't you ever for one moment believe something that you don't feel good about. If you don't feel good about whatever that is, don't believe it. It's not in alignment. Alignment creates flow. And, you know, I had a vision once. I was doing a meditation. I was at a workshop, and it was amazing. And my higher self came through and said, and laughed and said, if you knew who you really are, you would never question or doubt yourself again. You'd just get out there and do what you're here to do. And I thought, wow, what? Wait, say it again, right? If you knew who you really are, like where you have been created from, what you come from, you would never question or doubt yourself again. So I share that with my clients. I'm sharing it with you right now. If you knew who you really are, you wouldn't question or doubt yourself. You would trust yourself 100%. And that's where your freedom comes in, because you start making better decisions. You start showing up different. You elevate yourself. You change your frequency. You actually change your energy pattern. You're more aligned, right? You show up. You just have these higher experiences, right? And the cool thing is, no matter who you are right now, and if it's not like, yeah, I am who I am right now, but my life isn't really where I want it to be, and gosh, I do have some kind of awful self, I got some awful inner chatter going on, I'm really kind of mean and cruel to myself, or I'm really introverted, but I want to experience life. I want to have more fun, right? Or I want to meet new people. I don't have a lot of, you know, tight friendships, but I'd really like to meet some new people who get me and understand me. See, all of those changes, right, would require you to show up differently in your life. They would require you to be someone that you're not right now, but like in a good way. You get it? In a good way, right? So the beautiful thing is, you've already been so many people in your lifetime. You've been so many different people. You've lived in so many different bodies, right? Your body's changed from the moment you were born, took your first breath. Look at that body you were in. Look at your body right now. Entirely different. Every day, you're someone new. So who do you want to be tomorrow? Right? That's what this is about. And you've probably had a number of titles and a number of, you know, whether you're in relationships, you're married, you're divorced, you worked at different jobs, you had different job titles. We get really caught up in all of that stuff and allow that stuff to define us. And that is not really what defines you. If it does, then what happens when, if and when it all goes away? Who are you then? Because let me tell you from my experience, I tried, and I didn't know what I didn't know. I was defining myself by my success, working my ass off, trying to get the right job, trying to get the right promotion, trying to be a perfect mom, you know, all of the above. And the job went to hell, lost that, lost my house, so I wasn't a homeowner anymore, felt homeless, right? So all of those things, they changed and they went away. And then they impacted. So then I didn't feel like I was a good mom. I didn't feel like I was a successful woman. I didn't feel, right? So I put all of my identity into those things. Those things that can actually literally disappear from your life. If you don't know who you are without all your stuff, without all your belongings, without all your titles, without, I don't know, fill in the blank, then you kind of know, but I mean, then, right? That can just change. And you have no control there. So this episode is to help you get to know yourself, right? Because you can be anyone you want to be. But it's really getting down to the deep, deep core of you to decide who you are and to realize that that is who you are and who you want to be. And, it all kind of goes hand in hand, right? Who I am and who I want to be. The kind of life I want to live is defined by who I am, because who I am creates the life I want to live. But truly knowing who you are, that is what unlocks all the magic and the freedom you seek. When you define yourself, that's when you stand in your power. That's when no one can push you out of your space anymore, because you know who you are. Like, with or without my belongings, this is who I am. With or without my money, this is who I am. With or without relationships, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is my message, right? Obviously, I talk a lot about freedom. I feel like I'm a freedom fighter. The thought of freedom right now is making me emotional. The thought of people feeling like they are prisoners in their life or in their mind or in their beliefs or their relationships, can't even stand that thought. That is who I am. I'm a freedom fighter. And I will help you create that freedom for yourself through through the most simple and fun and easy practices. And yet it's such a deep, deep-rooted thing for me. I mean, clearly at some point, right? And many points in my life, I felt trapped. A prisoner. I can't get out. Why am I here? What is going on? Why are these people treating me this way? Whatever, right? All these experiences. And again, because who you are, who you show up as every day is what is really creating your outer world. I know we want to think that it's because so-and-so said this to me and so-and-so did this to me and they and he and she and this and that. Those are just part of life. But when you know who you are and you stand strong in your energy, you own it. I can't even describe, like, all of that just shifts and changes. And you start having the most amazing experiences because that's your expectation. Like, hey, this is who I am and how I show up. Here's how my life's going to roll. I'm not going to get rolled over because, oh no, it's just little me again, right? This is you creating what you want to see in your life. So let's talk about some of the things that you've been defined by. And this is common for everyone. This is why I can't stand certain things like labels. Oh, so many labels. Oh, I've been diagnosed with this. Oh, I've been told I'm too sensitive. I was told I was lazy. I'm just not good at that. I'm so disorganized. I'm really bad with clutter. I'm like, what are the labels? What are the labels that you've been given? And who gave them to you? Because we're going to talk about that one too. So what are the labels that define you? You know, what comes to mind? Right? There's so many things now too in the media about so many labels, man. Transgender and fat and thin and broke and rich. And there's so many labels. Who are you without all the labels? And, you know, I get it, right? It's about equality. It's about giving everyone a chance. It's about treating people fairly. But it's also about you creating all of that for yourself. There's just so many labels. And, you know, I guess, you know, in the medical field, there's a lot of labels and therapy, psychiatry, you know, are you bipolar? Are you this? Are you that? Oh yeah, that's me. Like, really? Let me tell you, if you have latched on to some label that makes you feel broken or less than or not good enough, ditch the label. There's a better way. Okay? And we're also defined by our experiences, right? Because what do? We talk about them. We got to tell everybody what just happened, how awful it was, how bad it was, how unfair it was, how so-and-so did this, how they made me feel this way. Can you believe they showed up like that? Can you believe that they did this, right? There's so many stories that we tell. And the more you tell a negative story and what it did to you and how you felt and the more emotion you add into it, the more it becomes your identity. You don't want a negative story to become your identity because that makes you a big-ass victim. And as you know, in our community, we don't do victimville here. You're not defined by your experiences. You can learn from them. You can grow from them. But if those stories and those negative experiences are showing up and they're making you feel less than who you want to be, then we need to talk because you need to repurpose that. Everything shows up in your life to help you be more of who you're meant to be. And by the way, who you're meant to be is defined by you. Now, we're getting to that, right? This is all part of that. Things that define us, money and belongings. You're driving a pretty car, living in the big house. What's in your house? Do you have beautiful belongings? Do you have this? Do you have that? Now, hey, I love cars. Not going to lie. I love them. They're pretty. I find them pretty. I love cars. I love all different colors, all different kinds. I love pretty things. right? I like to fill my space with things that energize me, that like spark and create joy for me. I like nice things. I like to travel to nice places and see beautiful things, but I'm not defined by my things because I learned the hard way. I was defined by my things. I owned a house. I tried to fill it with pretty things. I tried to make it, you know, I was like constantly like trying to keep up and make it nice and make it better and look like I was making it and doing all this. And then everything went to hell. My plan fell away and so did my house and my belongings. I had to sell my belongings to pay off some of the bills, right? A job situations fell through, weren't what I thought they were going to be. And all of a sudden I was feeling like a total failure. Oh my God, I let myself lose my house, right? I created the whole story that made me the lowest of the low. I was dirtier than a piece of gum on the bottom of the shoe, right? I was like, that was the story. My internal story was horrible. I did all of that. I don't know who the hell I was, but I felt like I was a failure, right? I felt like I really, really let everybody down. And that, you see? See how, now how do you think I was showing up at that point? Not very vibrant. Things weren't really rolling my way, if you know what I mean, right? It was a hard time. Then we have those opinions, right? And other people's beliefs about us that we buy into that define us. So if you've been told, you know, your whole life that you're not good at something, you're not good enough, you're not pretty, you're kind of flighty, or, you know, when are you going to get your shit together? Whatever might be said to you, right? I was told a lot of things throughout my life that I believed. I was bullied. God, I was bullied in every grade school, middle school, high school, and then into adulthood, even at jobs, there would be women who would, who do you think you are? Or, you know, they would just come over and like try to give me a hard time, right? So I believed that stuff. It made me more timid, made me more nervous, more shy, until, of course, one day I decided, what the hell do they know? They don't even know me. Wait, I don't even know me. Who do I want to be? Wait, I could be anybody I want to be? That's cool. I was like, what a new concept. I can be whoever I want to be. I just have to practice at it and get really clear and defined about it. Oh, that's sweet. Right? So let's talk about a couple more things that define or have defined, played a role in defining who you are today. Your perceptions of all of the things I just mentioned. Right? Gosh, if someone outside of me tells me I'm something bad or that I'm stupid or that I'm not good enough, I guess I have to believe them. That's our perception, right? Because if you believe it, that must be your perception, that you have to believe them. It's true. They said it, so it's true. I mean, they don't know their head or their ass from a hole in the ground. They don't know where they're going. They have no direction. They're not working on anything. They complain about everything. They bitch and moan. They're the most unhappy person you know, but they said something negative about you, so they must be right. Seriously? But we believe it. Right? Because no person who's elevating their life and excelling and really rocking it and they're successful and they're positive and they're helping other people would ever say something like that to you or about you. But we believe those things, our perceptions of things. When you're a child and things are said and done, you from 0 to 6 years old, you learn and instantly download everything without assessing it. It just goes right in there, right in your mind. So you learn by observing, hearing, right? Someone, whether they're saying something directly to you or they're just saying things, you're downloading that. And your perception as a child turns that and points it right at you that you're not good enough, you're too loud, you're too quiet, you're too this, you're not enough of that, whatever, right? Changes the... And the other one is, again, your beliefs about everything. It's... It's not the obstacle that's standing in your way or stopping you. It's your belief about that obstacle. Your belief is that obstacle is bigger and stronger than I am. I can't get around it. I can't fix it. I can't change it. I'm stuck here. Right? So our beliefs about everything, your beliefs about yourself and everything in your life, everything that shows up, the people, the places, the things, the money, the jobs, the business, the your future, whatever, your beliefs, that defines who you are. So of the things I mentioned, you probably notice that some of these things we have total control of and some you don't have any control of. I don't have control of other people or what they think of me. That's why I don't give a shit anymore. I don't care if you like me or not. But if you don't like me, step off, Jack, because I got no time for that, right? It's all right. You don't have to like me. And you don't have to agree with me. But I don't invest my time and my focus and my energy there. Have I in the past? Sure. Why doesn't that person like me? Why are they mean to me? Why won't they talk to me? Why don't they want to hang out with me? Why do they seem so gruff with me? Ugh, the amount of energy we put into people like that instead of, oh my God, look at this person. We just click. We just totally, it's like we knew each other for so long and they totally get me and I get them and it's so great. That's where you get a return of energy on that one, right? But there's a lot of things outside of ourselves we don't have control over, and it always involves other people. We can't make people be who we want them to be. But you have tons of control of what labels do I accept as my truth? What do I want to talk about? What are the experiences I want to be having? And the experiences that have gone really well for me, the things that I love sharing about, I love talking about. I can talk more about those things. You know, money, maybe money is where it is right now, but I'm going to make sure that the belongings that I have, that they really are meaningful for me, that they really are a reflection of who I am, that I love when I look at it, it makes me feel good, right? And certainly, I can change my perceptions of everything in my life. I can always look at something different. There's so many ways to look at one thing, right? I can step outside of that and look at it in a new way and actually create a new experience for myself. And oh yeah, I can change my beliefs. If it's not a supportive belief, it's a limiting belief, I can work at that and I can change that and I can start to create more positive beliefs about myself, what I want, what's possible for me. See, there's a lot of control in your life and you taking that control is what helps you create freedom and live your freedom. Because the things that really limit you are pretty much the things you don't have control of. If you're putting your focus there, forget about it. Right? And that limits your mind, your life, right? Determines the amount of freedom you get to live. Like, I can create freedom in any moment, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, even if it's not where I want to be, even if it's not what I want to be doing, I can create freedom internally and feel free in that moment. And you can too. Right? That's that intention, thinking with intention, creating a new perspective of where you're at, where you're going. This is not my forever. This is my for right now, right? There's so many different ways. Finding something you like and enjoy in the moment, even if it's not where you want to be. There's just so many ways to do it. And it's really fun, right? Because here's who you're not. You're really not your circumstances. You are not your belongings. You're not any of those things. But we get so caught up in that, right? If something's not going right in my life and I feel really bad about it, suddenly I'm bad, right? Or something is just falling apart and it's decisions I made and so I'm falling apart, right? Or I'm not earning enough money in my life, so I'm not good enough. Like, there's so many examples. But that's not actually accurate. It's not true. And your concept of yourself, meaning what you believe to be true about yourself, can liberate you or keep you a prisoner in your life. So this is where it's time to elevate your concept of yourself, which means you shed those labels. You just shed those old beliefs that are not working for you, and it's time to create new ones, new beliefs, new perceptions, a new way of showing up in your life. So how do we do that? Well, you got to decide really what's working for you and what's not working for you. Like, you know, sure, in the work that I do, I really help my clients, what do you want? And helping them stretch and expand their dream muscle. Because pretty much, in my experience, here's what I find. What do you want? And the answers I get are either what they don't want, because that's been such a habit of talking about everything that's not working and what they don't want. And while it drives me crazy, I get it. But I also find that when they do start talking about what they do want, it's only based on what they think is possible. That's not really dreaming. That's just being practical. And wah, wah, that's kind of boring. That's not going to make you jump out of bed every morning and get up earlier and, you know, make sure you're taking care. It's not going to make you do all those things. Okay. If you got a big dream, you're like, I have no idea how this is going to happen, but I'm so excited and it would just be amazing. And this is so fun, and you show up with that kind of energy, like not caring how it's going to happen, just so excited that it could happen, and you start showing up with that energy, big, fun, like kind of blow your mind things start to happen, and you show up really different, and people notice. You show up like that, people notice. Right? I can tell, granted because I read energy, but I can tell when I read somebody's post on Facebook, they can write a certain, but I can tell what energy they're showing up as. So sometimes I read things, I'm like, that's actually, nope, they're not in alignment with what I'm reading here. Right? And I can tell by the response, they'll either get Zippo responses or like, oh, damn, now that person's in alignment, and they will get a flood of comments. And because people feel it. Right? They feel you. When you show up in your life, people around you feel your energy. They can just tell. And I tell you what, if you don't like being with yourself because of the funk or the energy you're in, I guarantee nobody else does either. So don't be surprised if people don't want to hang out or they're not spending time with you. Or if you're, and you know, I say this lovingly, but seriously, if you're showing up and you're mopey, you're sad, you're kind of begging or pleading or, you know, you're kind of groveling for attention. People don't want to be around that. You wouldn't want to be around that, right? So you start showing up vibrant, alive, happy, inspired, enthusiastic, loving your life. People are like, damn, what are you on? I want to be around you because you got some rocking energy. The compliment I get the most often, I just love your energy. And I didn't notice it for many years of my life. That is the number one thing I've heard other than, and I say this, I laugh. I'm not saying this because, but I've been told this, other than, you look like Jennifer Aniston. I also hear, I love your energy. These are just things people say to me. I didn't make this up. I'm not saying this. I'm telling you what I hear, right? So people love my energy. They go, just love your energy. I've had people reach out. I just love your energy. I know that I need to work with you because I love your energy. I want my energy to feel like that. I want to feel like that in my life. You just seem so light and happy and, yeah, I work at it. Right? I interviewed for a job once and she said, and when I went back for my, I think it was on like, you know, you go on your first interview and then it was the second one and the third one. She said, well, we called your references and I've never had this happen before. I'm thinking, okay. What do you have happen? Right? I'm like, what is she going to say? She said, I called all three of your references. They said exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing about you. Which means it has to be true. And I'm thinking, what'd they say? She said, every single one of your references said you are the most positive person they know and you have amazing energy. She said word for word. I swear to you, it was almost like, did they all call each other? Or I was like, oh, well, thank you. You know, I do try to bring, I'm trying to bring the sunshine. You know, I love bringing the sunshine, right? Because I love to feel good. So it's how we show up in the world. That's how people perceive us. Listen, how you present yourself is exactly how people will perceive you. So if you're feeling like, you know, again, I'm using examples like to make a point, right? But let's say you show up and you're humglum and you're mad and you're kind of, you know, you're pouty because, I don't know, maybe your spouse doesn't want to be with you or, you know, nobody ever calls you to do anything and you're just like, like this, right? Nobody wants to be around this shit. Nobody. But if you're like, you know what? I don't even know what they're up to. I just know that I want to have a good day. I'm going to have a good day myself. Like this is, because this is about your life, your experience. It's not about other people. I know we think it is, but it's not. You should not give a shit what other people are doing or not doing. Who cares? Let them do what they do or skip doing what they don't want to do. I don't know. Let them, whatever they're doing. When you show up in your own life, ready to live, vibrant, alive, loving it, loving who you are, saying, damn, it's good to be me. I say that every day. Damn, it's good to be me. I love being me. It's really fun. Because when I'm present in myself, I'm in charge. Right? I decide what happens for me. And so you should really care about how you show up for yourself. You got to be there for yourself. And if you don't like being with you right now, guaranteed, nobody else does either. And people grow tired of the mopey thing that some of these people, you know, that a lot of people got going on. People don't want to be around that. They want to be around light-hearted people, sunshiny people. And yes, I know. See, I know you're one of the positive people. And I know that you show up and you're bright and cheery. And I know that you've probably been told, are you always that happy? Because I've heard that too. See, I got the other side of it. Those are the ones that don't get it and I don't care. And I look at them and go, nope, but I am today. No, not every moment is sunshine for me. But I will work my ass off to get to the next sunshiny moment because I don't like feeling that way. And I know that the magic does not happen in my life when I'm mopey, when I'm gloomy, when I feel down in the dumps. Actually, the opposite happens. And I attract crap. And I'm just over it. So I will do what it takes to shift my mood and my energy to get to that better feeling place as quickly as possible. And I will continue to shift and build that momentum. And it's the same for you. You can do that. And you can do that by really deciding, getting clear, who do I want to be? What kind of experience do I want to have today? Who do I need to show up as today? Because who you show up as today may be different than who you need to show up as tomorrow. Right? I mean, it's all like, yeah, you want to show up as positive and, you know, and believing in yourself and that, but there's different things going on at different times. Sometimes it's going to be a little faster on my feet, right? I got more to do in one day than maybe the next day. Or if I'm doing a TV appearance or I'm recording this podcast, those are different energies, right? So I got to show up a little bit different for different activities. And so that's where defining who you are, man, that's such a rainbow of things, right? But you can change it. So really get clear about what life do you want to live? How do you want to feel in your life? Talk about feeling all the time. What do you want to create in your life? It's going to stem from your feeling place. It's not your thinking place, right? Talking about the crappy things doesn't manifest beautiful things. Guaranteed, it just does not. So based on the life you want to live, who do you need to be to create it? Like, if you feel like my whole life is full of clutter, but gosh, I'm just not good at being organized. See? So, you know what? I could be a little bit better at organizing. I could take charge of my clutter a little bit at a time. Right? I could show up a little more focused. I could work on this little area and then this little area and then this little area. And as long as I'm taking action, I'm creating the life I want to live. So what needs to change for you? What needs to change about your beliefs about yourself? What needs to change? Are there labels that you've been dragging around that feel crappy? time to rip them off and get some new ones, or, you know, start talking good about yourself, right? Are there people in your life who make you feel a certain way, a way that you don't want to feel? Clutter comes in all shapes and sizes. It even comes in people. People can clutter up your life. Right? Toxins can show up in your food, your diet, your water, your relationships, your beliefs. There's just a lot of... So what needs to change in your life? Who do you need to be to create the life you want? And now I'm going to let you in on the big secret. I've already said it throughout this, but we're going to highlight it again. You define who you are. You can be anyone you want to be. I don't care if you've never been it before. You can be anyone you want to be. You can create a better belief system about yourself. You can show up different. You can shift and change your energy. You can own your shit, and then you can change it. It's amazing, right? Because being all you were born to be, the part that they don't, you know, that I think is sort of left off, oh, I want to be who I'm born to be. I want to be all I'm meant to be. That's not like predefined. I was joking about that book somewhere far off. I don't know, like you could go there and look up your name and then see who you're meant to be. That's not in there. It's in you. You define who you are meant to be. And that can, and I hope it does, evolve every single day. I hope it evolves every single day. I am way more than I ever thought I would be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, shit, 3 years ago. I'm doing more. I'm handling more. I don't cave anymore. I don't have these huge burnout for weeks at a time. I don't get sick. How often are you getting sick? Do you actually live the flu season, which makes me laugh? Right? If you're getting sick a lot, I can tell you, you don't trust yourself, you're not living intuitively, and your body is overworking and not doing it well, and your immune system, everything is running ragged, you're overextending your energy, and you are more susceptible to anything that's going around. Look, there's no like, there's no clean time and then bacteria time, right? There's bacteria and stuff everywhere all the time. It's so silly to me, but... Another show, another time, right? So there are signs. How often are you feeling down in the dumps, in the blues? You know, how often are your thoughts trailing off to what's not possible for you, or talking you down into a corner, making you feel small? You know, this is to define who you are is really, who do I want to be? You know, who do you see in your life? Not as a comparison, like, oh, they have what I don't have. That's a funny thing about, you know, when you compare yourself, you compare your worst to someone else's best. And you didn't see their journey. You don't know how they got there, but you just immediately go, they have everything and I don't. They're what I want to be, but I can't be that. And that's not true. Actually, you're noticing that person because they have something that your intuition is saying to you. See that quality? You have that. You can activate that. That's how you can recognize it. Otherwise, you wouldn't recognize it in that person. So next time you look at somebody and go, wow, look at what they're doing. Look what they have. Look how great they are at that. Go, oh, that's like a spiritual mirror reflecting to me that I can activate that within myself in your own way. Right? Whether they're a speaker or they're, you know, I don't know, they're out doing what you want to be doing, or they're in the relationship you want to have, or they're earning the money you want to earn, whatever that is, you can do it too. But you must do what we talked about today, which is redefining who you are. Who do you need to be to make that happen? Because back in the day, when I wanted to be speaking and teaching, and I didn't have the beliefs to put me there. I could have trembled and probably wet myself and got on a stage in front of people and said some things. One, wouldn't have known what to say. Two, it wouldn't have come out right. And nobody probably would have listened to me because that's what the voice in my head was telling me, that nobody's going to listen to you. Who would listen to you? What do you have to say that anybody would listen? And now I'm doing it and I love it and I have fun and I watch people go from not believing to activating, right? It's like I'm the catalyst that helps them take action in their life. And I'm like, I'm flattered, but this is what I love, right? Is sharing a message with you that this is possible, whatever it is that you want. And now I don't get up on the stage in that same way, right? I don't get in front of you in the same way, in the timid, shy, oh my God, I'm so scared. What are they? No, like I'm telling you truth. I speak truth because I want you to live freedom, and freedom is right there waiting for you. Right? So this is how you do it. You got to define who you are, because then nobody can push you out of your space. They can tell you all they want, what they think, and you won't care. They can tell you something negative about yourself, and you can, like, okay, see ya. And you go on about your day, living your life, smiling, having a good time, creating what you want, manifesting what you want, enjoying your life. You are not here, look, yes, challenges, pain, that's all part of life, but you are not here to suffer. It's not like some people are just the lucky ones and they get everything they want, but not me. That's a no. What do you want? What kind of life do you want to live? Who do you need to be to make that happen? Not sure where to start? That is what I'm here for. And I'm awesome at it. I love it because I love it. I love helping you get really clear about who you really are. Right? Underneath all the opinions, all the labels, all the things you've been told, all the negative experiences, all that stuff. I help you clear all that emotional clutter and this mental debris is what it is. I help you clear all that away. And we get right down to the basics, back to your core, and help you see who you really are based on who you want to be and the life you want to live. And oh my God, it is one of the coolest things that I would say I've, you know, witnessed in my life, is to watch someone's beliefs change to where they all of a sudden go, oh my God, I never looked at it that way. I never saw myself like that. I didn't know that I could do this. I didn't know this was possible for me. Oh my God, this is so liberating. This is so, that's amazing to be part of that. That, I don't know. I couldn't even put a dollar amount. And someone said, well, you could trade those experiences for a bunch of money. I don't even know, because it's just amazing. That's all there for you. It's not just for some people. That's possible for you. So what is it going to take, right, to help you shift and change those beliefs about yourself? Who do you want to be? You can be anybody you want to be. Anybody. You can be anybody you want to be. I don't care if you're introverted and you want to be more extroverted. I don't care if you've been single for, you know, years and years and years, but you want to find someone to share your life with. I don't care if you've been broke ass for years and years and you want to make a ton of money. I don't know, whatever those things are, but who do you need to be to make those things happen? That's who you can be, that person, whatever that looks like. It's, you know, let your imagination run wild, right? Have some fun with it. Go big or go home. So take these things in, and, you know, if I'm always here to help you map that out, dream bigger, stretch your dream muscle, not based on what you think you can have and you think you can create or who you think you can be, but really who you want to be and what you want to create for yourself and how to align your energy to make it happen. That's the other piece, right? So give that some thought. Have some fun. Drop over in Sensitives Rising if you've listened to the podcast and let us know. What did you get out of this? What jumped out of this episode? What grabbed you? What grabbed your attention? Share it with us. Who do you want to be and how can we support you? I know I'm here to support you in every step of the way, right? It's why I do what I do. And because I want you to live the life you really are here to live. Not maybe the one that you like, is this it? Is this all I get? No, not that one. The one you want to live. The fun one. With great people and fun things to do and waking up and having more ease in your body and, you know, feeling healthy and vibrant, really feeling alive. That one. I want that life for you. That's why we do what we do here at Sensitives Rising. That's why I come to you every week with perspectives and things to help you step into your power, you know, own your energy, right? Define who you are. Live your freedom. Ultimately, dominate your life. It's amazing. So with that, have fun with your definition. Can't wait to hear what you decide. When you eliminate all that other stuff and all the other layers, what you decide, and if you need a little help or assistance, I'm right here to walk with you on your path. You can schedule a power chat at any time, and yeah, we'll dig in. I love it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to live your freedom. Are you? Have fun. Thanks for joining us this week on Sensitives Rising Podcast, and I'll look forward to bringing you another topic. Can't wait to see who you are becoming. Have fun. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.